"I still don't understand," said Chief Engineer Morgan, "why that explosive cord wasn't detected on the pre-flight checkout."
"Because it was easy to hide, and no one would dream of looking for such a thing," said his number two. "What surprises me is that there are reborn fanatics on Mars."
"But why did they do it? I can't believe that even Chrislamic crazies would want to destroy the Earth."
"You can't argue with their logic, if you accept their premises. God, Allah, is testing us, and we mustn't interfere. If Kali misses, fine. If it doesn't, well, that's part of her bigger plan. Maybe we've messed up Earth so badly it's time to start over. Remember that old saying of Tsiolkovsky's, 'Earth is the cradle of mankind, but you cannot live in the cradle forever?' Kali could be a gentle hint that it's time to leave."
"Some hint." The captain held up his hand for silence. "The only important question now is, Moon or Mars? They'll both need us. I don't want to influence you." That was hardly true. Everyone knew where he wanted to go. "So I'd like your views first." The first ballot was Mars 9, Moon 9. Don't know, 1, Captain abstaining. Each side was trying to convert the single don't know ship's steward, Sonny Gilbert, who had lived on Goliath for so long that he knew no other home. When David spoke, "There is an alternative."
"What do you mean?" Captain Singh demanded rather brusquely.
"It seems obvious. Even though Atlas is destroyed, we still have a chance of saving the Earth if we use Goliath as a mass driver. According to my calculations, we still have enough propellant to deflect Kali in our own tanks and the ones we've parked there, but we must start thrusting immediately. The longer we wait, the less the probability of success. It is now 95%.
There was a moment of stunned silence on the bridge as everyone asked the question, "Why didn't I think of this?" and immediately arrived at the answer. David had kept his head, if one could use so inappropriate a phrase, while all the humans around him were in a state of shock. There were some compensations in being a legal person, non-human. Though David could not know love, neither could he know fear. He would continue to think logically, even to the edge of doom.